July 26th is the memorial of St. Joachim and St. Anne, the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary and grandparents of Jesus. They are the patron saints of grandparents. And the gospel is Matthew 13, 36 to 43. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds and in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." Now, Jesus is so sorrowful to know that many will be lost. And so he tells us, whoever has ears ought to hear. He desires us to hear, to understand what is at stake for each one of us. And that we too, like him, desire that many will be saved. That is why he waits until the end of the age to harvest and to take out the weeds, because he wants to give all time to repent. Think of Peter and St. Paul and Mary Magdalene. And in fact, you and I, everyone, don't we need repentance? Are we ready for the harvest? Do we see many around us ready? Should we not, like Jesus, desire and do what we can through our prayer, through reparation, to bring light into the world? And this is our mission as community. This is what it is to be a victim of love. We want to be one with Jesus, pleading Eucharistic people to bring out many to the Lord, to have an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so, listen, my family, there are two lineages, one of the good seed, the children of the kingdom, but there is also the weeds, the children of the evil one. And the Lord tells us how the enemy sows them, the devil does. And so, while the Son of Man is sowing the wheat, the devil is sowing the weed. And we're all growing together in the field. Now at harvest, everything will be taken up, but the weeds will be collected and burned up with fire. To say this truth clearly, like Jesus, is an act of mercy, to bring light to the ignorant, because this event will happen, and the Lord wants us to be prepared. It is mercy to seek light, to seek repentance of many. It is a lack of mercy to be ignoring the spiritual battle that is going on. Now, if we go to the first reading, which is Jeremiah 14, we hear, "Let my eyes stream with tears, day and night without rest, over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people," that's Israel, "over her incurable wound. If I walk into the field, look, those slain by the sword." Well, this morning, my family, a priest in France was celebrating Holy Mass, and two soldiers of ISIS in France went to him and cut his head or slit his throat with a sword. Perhaps these words from Jeremiah are the last meditation he ever had on the Bible before he died. And Jeremiah goes on to say, "We wait for peace to no avail, for a time of healing, but terror comes instead." And then he says, "We recognize, O Lord, our wickedness." You see, the prophets always recognize that the evil that comes upon us is because the nation has been wicked. We as a people have forgotten God. And yes, the good and the bad suffer together. But one group will be shining like the sun for eternity, while the wicked will be thrown into the fire. You know, Saint Faustina had this vision of the fire of hell. She went there, she visited, and she was horrified to see the immensity of it and the horror of it. So Jeremiah cries out, "Remember your covenant with us and break it not." And then he recognizes that people no longer honor God for all that they are, for all the benefits, for all the blessings, even for the rain. And he says, "You alone have done all these things." You see, we think that now we are self-made. We control everything. We control nature. We don't need God anymore. And look at the consequences. So Jeremiah is saying, "My people, repent from your wickedness. Turn back to the Lord." And it's a cry that is very important today. May the Lord bless you.